Nice to catch up with Mark Marquess. He is the head coach at Stanford University, their baseball team, entering his 37th season as a head coach and 42nd season as a member of the Stanford coaching staff. He is also a member of the Baseball Coaches Hall of Fame, and he has led the Stanford Cardinal to 2 NCAA World Series championships. Does it feel like 42 years to you, Mark?
It really doesn't, Ron. You know, it's a little scary, though, but when you start recruiting sons of your former players, it kind of hits you right in the face. But, no, it doesn't. I'm still able to throw batting practice, so I'm still able to do the thing. So it really hasn't hit me too hard yet, but it's fun. It's been great.
Tell me a little bit about the changing landscape of college baseball since you've been involved with it.
Well, you know, it's interesting, and it definitely has changed. I think, you know, when I first started coaching, 41 years ago as an assistant coach, at that time, you know, there were four or five programs, namely USC. There were no scholarship limitations. USC would, Rod Daigle, legendary great coach, would take guys just to keep them from going to other schools, and they'd have 40 scholarships, and the rest of us would have 8 or 9. I think they won 5 national championships in the 70s and 80s right in a row. So it was really dominant. And then when they put the scholarship limitations on baseball, that brought about a lot of parity. And I think the difference is, and I say this each year, but it's very true, because of the parity and the scholarship limitations, you know, 25 years ago, I could have told you at the beginning of the season, right now, one of these five teams will win the national championship, and I'd probably be right. Now you can name 50 or 60 teams that can win it. So I think it's great for college baseball. A lot of athletic directors are spending millions of dollars to build new baseball facilities on campus. So it's healthier than it's ever been. But the other part of it is, you know, there's a lot more pressure on the coaches to win. You know, it used to be, you know, the Rod Daigles and Art Reichels at UCLA and George Wolfman and Dutch Fairness. I mean, a lot of times you'd stay there and you'd coach for 25, 30 years. A lot much more movement, a lot more pressure to, the pay is better, but a lot more pressure to win. So it's not quite like it used to be, but it's college baseball is really, really as solid as it's ever been.
And Mark, you know as well as I do, when you started coaching at Stanford, the minor leagues were deep. I mean, there would be
yes.
Class D, Class C, Class B, Class A, AA, AAA, and everything. That's not the case anymore. Have the colleges filled in that void for Major League Baseball?
They really have. You know, they really have. I think, and Major League Baseball with the draft, they're probably signing the best high school arms and the elite high school player, that the can't-miss guy. Whereas the rest of them go to college. It's really a smart move. A lot of the organizations have, hey, why take a chance? Let's wait till they're 21, and we can make a better evaluation. Now, the superstars and the guys with the good arms, they know that. But, roughly, last 3 or 4 years, did some studies. About half the guys in the big leagues signed out of college, 45 to 50%. So they're taking a lot of, the major leagues are getting a lot, letting them go to school for 3 years and then drafting them. And I think when you do that, you make a lot less mistakes. Obviously, a lot of times when you're 18, 19 years old, first time away from home, a lot of things that happen off the field affect your performance on. Whereas when you enter pro baseball at 21, those things shouldn't bother you as much. And that's really benefited college baseball. The kids come and they see, hey, well, so-and-so, Mike Messina went to Stanford for 3 years, didn't hurt him, or what I'm saying? So, or Jack McDowell or whoever it might be. So it's benefited college baseball.
Mark, I know in talking to Coach Mike Krzyzewski, I asked him a question one time. I said, what's the first question you get asked by a recruit? And he said it was how many times are you going to be on TV, Coach? I'm just wondering, when you go into a recruit's home, what is the first question Mark Marquess gets asked?
Well, it's very interesting. The important thing is, because the academics is so critical for us, and we recruit nationally because we have to, because it's a fine mix. It's that elite athlete, but also that family and the athlete that wants to get the degree. I think the thing that I get asked, and it's unusual for most coaches, but for me, those parents want to know, the better players are signing after junior year. Is he going to get that Stanford degree? Is he going to go 3 years and not get the degree? Whereas that's the thing that I get, and it's unusual, okay? But the young man that I'm recruiting, that academics is a big part of it. And, that's That's the biggest question. That's unusual. I don't think most coaches get that. But that's a big thing that I get.
Because of the entrance requirements at Stanford, and maybe you can add Northwestern and even Duke into that mix, no matter what the sport might be, does it make it harder for you recruiting? Because, you know, at one time, that was a kind of a crutch for Stanford when it came to football. They couldn't get enough quality athletes into their school to field a competitive football team. That no longer is the case, and maybe that's because of the success that they've had. But what about the success that you've had? How has that changed?
Well, you know, you mentioned something about, you know, how much you're on TV, and I think what has really helped Stanford, and I know it helped us in baseball, when CBS and ESPN, especially ESPN, started televising the College World Series, and when we went on back to national championships in 87 88, those good students, those really good students, whether they're in Massachusetts or Texas or Florida, they saw Stanford baseball. They knew the reputation of the school academically. I think that TV exposure really helped us, because Stanford has to recruit nationally, and I'm sure it's helped football, no question. And I think football, having been at Stanford for a long time, I think that's the tougher job. In basketball or baseball, if I get one or two of the great pitchers, you know, football recruits 20 to 25 guys a year. That's a lot of players. And with the academics, but you have to recruit nationally. And I think that TV exposure, and the more for us in football, in the BCS Bowls the last 3 years and with Coach Harbaugh and Coach Shaw, that exposure, that great students know, hey, I can go to Stanford and play top football or baseball, whatever. So I think your point about the exposure on television helps Stanford, because we have to recruit nationally.
Mark Marquess is with us, head coach of the Stanford University baseball team. They've won two national championships. He's a member of the Baseball Coaches Hall of Fame. Mark, I've been doing this for a very long time, and I finally come across something I have never seen in my career in sports. Somebody who said it's not about the money. And I'm talking about your pitcher who announced that he is coming back. He was drafted in the first round, eighth overall, Mark Appel. He turned down $3.8 million to return for his senior year. And here's the quote: "It's not all about the money for me. There are a lot of things I value greater than money." Have you heard that before?
You know, it's very interesting, and it's very unique, and I heard that the year before with Andrew Luck in different ways of putting it, you know, because he could have come out the year before he did, but he wanted to finish his degree, and it's real refreshing, you know, and everybody has their own personal opinion. How can you turn down that type of money? But it is refreshing that somebody has that approach to it, and you don't hear it very often, but it's nice. And I had that same feeling with Andrew Luck, and those young men are special. It doesn't mean that maybe the majority of people would go the other way, but it's nice. It's nice, and he's an outstanding young man. Obviously, he's very talented. He'll get offered a lot of money this June. He's one of the best in the country, but he'll be done with his degree this quarter. Okay, he'll be done. He may start working on his master's, but he'll be done early. But it's nice. It's something different, but I think we're very refreshing.
Yeah, I want to point out to everybody listening around the world, Mark Appel is going to have a degree in management science and engineering. I don't know. That in itself makes me break up.
I could not help him academically. The old political science major from Stanford, he's way beyond me in management science and engineering, but he's a special young man.
You're coming off a year in which you went 41-18, 18-12 in the Pac-12 last year. Now with Appel coming back, and you've got a youngster also in John Hockstadter, and possibly a couple of freshmen. Well, where does your team stand?
Well, I think we can compete for the Pac-12 title and also nationally. But as I mentioned earlier, I think there's probably 20 or 30 teams that could do that. I think the key is, it's no different than anything else, is we become like basketball. You got to get in the tournament, and then you have to play well at the right time. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's where that parity comes in. Now the advantage that we have over basketball, if you do well and you're ranked. Really high at the end of the season, you get to host a regional, and you get to play. Your record gives you the opportunity to host. Whereas in basketball, they're all neutral sites. So I think the thing you want to do is you want to play well all season so you can host and then hopefully get to Omaha, the College World Series. But it's we're solid. We got a lot of guys coming back, but we have to pick, it's nice to have Appel that Friday night game, the big game. So hopefully he'll give us a game up. Hopefully, but it'll be real competitive throughout the country for college baseball.
And speaking of Omaha, again, Mark Appel said, "I don't think somebody who hasn't played college baseball can understand the importance of going to Omaha and getting to that experience." Tell me what he's talking about there. What is it that makes it so special?
Well, it's unusual. It's one of the few, maybe the only major national championship in NCAA where it's at the same site every year. And I think what's happened, and this goes back to 50 years or so, and the city is kind of adopts all those teams that come. Then normally it's a very friendly fan base unless Nebraska's in or Creighton. So they usually adopt a service club will take a team and they'll take them under their wing and everybody comes to the games and they're not rooting for one team or the other. They just embrace college baseball and the love of the game, and everything stops in Omaha for that 10 days to 2 weeks about college baseball. They sell out all the games. It's a real experience. And the first day you practice as college baseball team, that's the thing you talk about. We got to get to Omaha. And I think what makes it more exciting now is because there is so much parity, there are a lot more teams that can realistically make it, and they know that. But it's nice to have that. When you say Omaha for the college baseball, that's the ultimate goal for everybody. That's what they dream about, and to get back there. And I think that's one of the things, Mark Appel, we've gone to the Super Regionals the last 2 years, and North Carolina beat us, and then Florida State beat us up badly last year, and we were short of going there. And it would be nice, and again, it's a lot of hard work, but that would be something nice to end his amateur career for Mark Appel to go to Omaha.
We only have a couple minutes left, Mark, but I was down at spring training last year, and I think one of the great times down there is having lunch, and you're sitting out on the veranda at one of the training camps, and I happened to be having lunch and sitting there with a bunch of scouts, and I love hearing those guys talk. They've got great stories, and a couple of them knew you very well, and I think maybe one or two of them had even played for you at some point. But anyway, they talked highly of you, and I happened to ask the question. I said, "What is it that makes Mark so successful?" And they said, "He's a teacher." And I got to believe that is the thing that has driven you for 42 seasons.
It really is, and I think, and I have the ultimate respect for the professional baseball managers and what they have to do and to handle that type of elite athlete and everything, and I have a lot of respect. But I've always felt, and what I love about it, and you've talked to enough coaches, I see myself as an educator and a teacher. Obviously, we want to win, okay? But it's all about teaching, and you and I both know that the playing intercollegiate athletics or high school athletics teach you there's a learning curve there. Teaches you things about life. And I've done this long enough. When you have somebody come back and he's a successful lawyer, businessman, or teacher, and he says, that was the best experience I've ever had, was being part of a team and learning to work together. And that's when you can appreciate. The longer you can coach, when you come back, it's not the guys. Obviously, everybody knows about the guys that made the big leagues or whatever. But it's that those players, and the majority of them, don't make the big leagues. They come back and say, "That was the best experience. Having it really helped me in my business. Really helped with it." And I think when you experience that, you really know that's the true value of what we do. It's the educational aspect of it and the things the kids learn from playing on a team.
In about 30 seconds, did you ever have the itch or the desire to do it at the next level?
No, I really didn't. I really didn't. Dusty Baker grew up in Sacramento when I grew up in Stockton, and I've seen Dusty. And I know Dusty and Tony La Russa, and I don't know how those guys do it. When you're trying to control or manage guys that are making 10 times as much as you are and all that, I couldn't do it. Number one, I have a lot of respect for them. They're great. They're great baseball people. But I know my limitations, and I had a hard enough time trying to do it as a teacher and an educator.
Mark, I want to thank you. I cherish our friendship, and I always love our conversations because I think you give a real face to what college baseball is all about. Congratulations. You're welcome here, my friend, anytime. Take care.
Ron, great to talk to you again.
Mark Marquess with us again, head coach of the Stanford Cardinal baseball team, entering his 37th season as a head coach and 42 years as a member of the Stanford coaching staff. We'll take a break, continue with more of you and America's Sports Talk Show.